You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to This is the Jet Life with Dan Burnham, your guide to the New York Jets sports and much more. And now, your host, Dan Burnham.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of This is the Jet Life. Today's podcast episode is going to preview the Jets' upcoming game against the Eagles, 4:25 on Sunday. The Eagles are 5-0, and they're one of the best teams in the NFC, one of the best teams in the league. They were in the Super Bowl last year. That team honestly hasn't even gotten rolling yet, but they're still 5-0. The Jets, they're a spicy team with some really big players on defense, some big players on special teams, on offense. We can get interesting, make things happen. Playing at Jet Life Stadium, maybe we can be the first loss for the Eagles. Get this season to a place where we're like 3-3, coming off a big two-game win streak, one against the Super Bowl, Eagles, feeling really good going into the bye. That's the dream that we have right now. We got to preview everything. We got to look at the AFC East. We got to look at the AFC overall kind of playoff picture, and then preview that Eagles game, make a prediction, see what we can do this week. Before I do all that, I need to remind you to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. It is part of the Fans First Sports Network. Also follow me on Twitter at Jets_Dan. Alrighty, so let's start with an AFC East check-in just to talk about what's going on in our own division. The Bills, who were in first place, lost to the Jags in London 25-20, and they go to 3-2 on the season. They drop to second place in the division. First place goes to the Dolphins, who reclaim first by beating the Giants 31-16. They are now 4-1. We haven't played them yet. The Patriots, they were ahead of us by way of having beaten us, the tiebreaker in a head-to-head matchup. But the Patriots got shut out this week, 34-0 in New England. They dropped to 1-4. They are at the basement of the division yet again, and they are one of the worst teams in the entire NFL at this point in the season. 2 weeks in a row, they've gotten absolutely shellacked. I think it's 69-3. They've been outscored in the last 2 weeks. Sure, 1 week was to the Cowboys, a really good team. But the Saints, with a Derek Carr who's like, you know, just kind of getting things going in an offense that's just trying to get up to speed there in New Orleans, isn't super potent or dangerous. The Patriots have lost some players, sure, but they are bad, bad. I wish we beat them. I'd love them to be 0-5, but I also don't want them to win, you know, the Caleb Williams sweepstakes or anybody else's sweepstakes. We do get to play them again at the very end of the season. Hopefully the Jets can pull out a big win there. Maybe it's like to go to the playoffs, and that would be the big monkey off the back. But just seeing them struggle the way that they do, That's been nice. The Jets are now in third place in the division at 2-3 after beating the Broncos 31-21. Upcoming next week, pretty easy games all around, except for the Jets. The Patriots are going to struggle against anybody. But Miami is playing at home against the Panthers at 1 p.m. That should be a cakewalk for them. The Bills are playing at home against the Giants at 8:20 on Sunday Night Football, so we're all going to have to watch Josh Allen and the Bills, who, yeah, the Bills have had some really tough injuries this last couple weeks, but the Giants are horrible. And to play them on Sunday Night Football, Buffalo's probably going to get another win there. The Patriots game, they're playing the Raiders at 4:05, and yeah, that's kind of a toss-up. It's a big battle between Josh McDaniels, the former offensive coordinator for the Patriots, and Bill Belichick, who's now the head coach of the Raiders, going up against his former, you know, head coach in Bill Belichick. So that's going to be an interesting matchup in Las Vegas, 4:05 on Sunday. Could be anybody's game there. The Raiders are bad. I know the Patriots are horrible, but they're capable of doing some stuff here and there. The Raiders are also pretty horrible. I'd give the edge to the Raiders. I bet they're favored, but we'll see what happens. The really hard game in the division this week, the Eagles coming to JetLife, 4:25 on Sunday. The Eagles are 5-0. They're one of the hottest teams in the league, coming off a really hot year last year. 2 years in a row, they've started 5-0, and the Jets are going to look to slow them down, but no team's been able to do that yet through 2023. I hope we can be the team. There is definitely playoff possibilities for the Jets now that they're 2-3 after that win against Denver. When you look at the AFC playoff picture, there are two teams that are 4-1. That's the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Then you've got a bunch of teams that are 3-2, five of them. It's the Steelers, Jaguars, Colts, Ravens, and Bills. So when you take those five teams and the two 4-1 teams, Chiefs and Dolphins, that gives you seven. The season end of the day, that would be your seven playoff teams. Everybody else, including the Jets, is either 2-2 or 2-3. 2-2 because this is the first week we had some byes. The Broncos and Patriots are 1-4, so they're, you know, at the very bottom of this whole thing. But everybody else other than those teams and those current playoff teams are 2-2 or 2-3. So the Jets are one game back from being in the playoffs right now, with a whole heck of a lot of season to go and a lot of really difficult games behind us. We do have a difficult game upcoming against the Eagles. It's going to be a really hard one to win, but if they can find a way to scratch that one out, or even if they lose that one, go into the bye and come out playing the Giants and some weaker teams down the stretch, maybe scrapping out a game against, you know, the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins, they're going to be right back in that playoff picture. They are going to have to steal a game or two. They can't only win the games they're supposed to win. And I think as Jets fans, we all know that the Jets don't always win the games that they're supposed to win. We do have to steal a few throughout the remainder of the season. First opportunity comes against Philadelphia. So talking about that game against the Eagles, we're going to get into it. But before we do that, I do have to take a quick commercial break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Alrighty, and welcome back to This is the Jet Live. So the Jets are playing the Eagles this weekend, 4:25. They're 5-0, hot as ever. The Jets are opening up as 6.5-point dogs in JetLife Stadium. So they're thinking that the Eagles are, you know, 8.5 points better than the Jets right now. We get a little bit of home field advantage. The Eagles have that great record, and they had that great season last year. But all last year, we spent the time saying, like, oh, the Eagles haven't really faced that much competition throughout the regular season. When you look at what they've done so far this year in their five wins, they've beaten the Patriots, the Vikings, the Buccaneers, the Commanders, and the Rams. Again, when you look at that, not the biggest competition in the league. The Vikings could have been good, but they're not really. The Patriots could have been good, but they're definitely not. The Bucs have been a little spicy. The Commanders have had some moments. The Rams are better than most people think. But I personally think the Jets are going to be their biggest test yet. And it all depends on which version of Zach Wilson we get in this game. If he's completely inept, which is possible against a rush pass defense combination that the Eagles have, it's very possible that he's, you know, back to like what we saw against the Patriots, sure. But if he plays somewhat comfortable, somewhat confident, and the defense can do its thing against the Eagles, we might be their biggest test yet. When you look at the Eagles, it comes down to a few things for them. They have a really nice offensive line. Howie Roseman has done a really good job piecing together an offensive line that constantly is churning out some young guys mixed into a group of really good, wily veterans. So they got a great offensive line. But then behind it, they've got a nice running back they added this year in DeAndre Swift, who's running the best he ever has. A quarterback who adds running to his game that's able to sprint out of the pocket and pick up extra yards with his legs. Jalen Hurts has been probably the worst rushing I've seen him in his career, even in college too, this season so far. He just looked slow, like he's got some sort of injury he's dealing with or something. But the past week against the Rams, he had his best rushing performance. So you're seeing a little bit of that speed and confidence coming back to Jalen Hurts' legs, which doesn't bode well for the Jets, who have struggled against quarterbacks running against them so far this year. When you think about Prescott and Mahomes and Russell Wilson picking up big first downs on, like, you know, first and 15s or something, and you're like, shoot, I think we got him in a good position here. And then a quarterback runs and scrambles out of the pocket, and you're like, oh, great. Jalen Hurts can do that stuff, so we have to make sure that he doesn't run on us. He is one of the better running quarterbacks in the league when he's feeling good. Then they got a couple really good receivers in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, who are both really freaking good, but they are capable of having quiet weeks. And then Dallas Goedert, a really good tight end, who's, again, a really good player, but is capable of having quiet weeks. The Jets in this game need to make sure that they keep DeAndre Swift in check without devoting too much attention to him. They have to stop the passing of A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and Dallas Goedert. It's really three guys. I think with D.J. Reed and Sauce Gardner, you can do a pretty good job against the receivers as long as they don't just tear up the zone the way the Cowboys did. I think that with Quincy Williams and C.J. Mosley playing the coverage they have so far in the middle of the field, you feel all right going up against a guy like Dallas Goedert. Then you have to make sure that Jalen Hurts doesn't scramble too much. It's a lot of things that have to happen, right? But if it does, and the Jets are able to play a really sound, good defense, they may hold the Philadelphia Eagles from scoring too many points in this game. And that's what they're going to need, because when you look at the Eagles' defense, they match up really well against the Jets. The goal for the Jets to score points against the Eagles, you would think, would be just run the ball, give it to Breeze, sometimes give it to Dalvin, try to score points that way. Breeze Hall is capable of doing some incredible things, but the Eagles do have the best rush defense in the league. They're only averaging 61 yards per game against them, which is incredible. I know they're always winning their games. They're 5-0, so the teams are always trailing against them, not an opportunity to run as much, but 61 yards per game is really freaking good through 5 weeks. And if the Jets can't run on that defensive front, and they're forcing the ball into Zach Wilson's hands with a team that had some of the most sacks in NFL history last year in the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Hassan Reddick is an absolute madman getting after the quarterback. We know Jalen Carter has been probably the best defensive rookie in the league this year playing defensive tackle. Fletcher Cox has been a little bit banged up, but if he's playing, he gets after the quarterback still. They got options, and they got guys in that defensive front and group that make life difficult. So if you can't run and you're getting pressured as a quarterback, that's a recipe for disaster for Zach Wilson. This could very well be one of those games where he just looks absolutely abysmal and we leave saying, what the hell are we doing with Zach Wilson at quarterback? And everyone's throwing their arms up in the air, going into the bye. It's not a good matchup for the Jets on paper. It's about as bad as it gets. But if anybody can break the trend of the Eagles stopping the run, it's Breeze Hall, because he can break anything at any time. And that's what we're going to need. And Zach Wilson has shown glimmers of hopes in moments that maybe you wouldn't expect it, like against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. He looked really, really good in that game, and if he can get to that mode and hit guys like Garrett Wilson and Tyler Conklin with a really good play-called game for Nathaniel Hackett. We could make this thing interesting. And the Eagles have been on the fringe of losing a lot of these games. They haven't been blowing people out. It's been close. It's been kind of sloppy. They've had moments of just, like, sleepy offenses. Jalen Hurts looking sleepy, running the ball. Defense, you know, giving up some points here and there, like to the Commanders. That game went to overtime against the Commanders. So the Commanders can do it. I know it's a division team against them, but we can get some stuff working offensively. And if they can put up some points and keep the Philadelphia Eagles in check, we can win this thing. The special teams over there, they got a really nice kicker in Jake Elliott. They got a really bad punter in Braden Mann. Yeah, Braden Mann was picked up because they had Alex Sipos, who was horrible at punting. Braden Mann is apparently an improvement for them, but we know Braden Mann's capable of a couple horrible shanks in a game, and if he can get a couple of those against the Jets here, that'd be great. I think the Jets are going to find a way to make the receivers, A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, very unhappy and frustrated. I think Dallas Goedert will not get as open in the middle of the field as he'd like to get, and if DeAndre Swift can't be super impressive, it's going to be Jalen Hurts trying to do the tush-push and find some QB scrambles, maybe some stagnant offense at times for that Philadelphia Eagles team. I think Breece Hall is basically guaranteed to break a big run if he gets 15 carries. So I see one or two of those coming in this game. And then maybe a couple nice Garrett Wilson, Zach Wilson connections. I think the Jets win this game 23-20 against the 5-0 Philadelphia Eagles. They go to 3-3 on the season, going into the bye with the next upcoming game after that against the New York Giants, where we're starting to feel really freaking good about what we're doing. On a big winning streak of two games, and then when you kind of couple that with the game before that being the Kansas City Chiefs, this team kind of starting to turn things around. That offensive line's got to hold up this week. Do not get Zach Wilson killed. Find some running lanes. Max Mitchell, it's got to come down to you, buddy, because you're going to be put in a big role probably this week. But the Jets, they need this one. They want this one. They can get this one. Hopefully a trap game for the Eagles where they're taking us for granted just a little bit. It's a quick podcast today, but that's all I got for us. We got a little bit of the AFC check-in done, some of the AFC playoff picture, a brief Eagles preview, and we can get out of here feeling pretty good going into this upcoming week, at least riding a victory right now. So tune in to the upcoming Eagles recap that's going to be coming on Tuesday evening, usually like 9, 10 p.m. it comes out. Take a look for that one. And follow me on Twitter at Jets_Dan. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. Always appreciated. Like I said, that's all I got for this one. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dan Burnham, and this is The Jet Life.